This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Like a coward. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. That is how President Trump says the leader of ISIS was taken off the battlefield. Fox's Gernal Scott with more.
The president in a White House announcement says DNA confirms Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was the terrorist leader who was killed in Syria when he detonated a suicide vest after being cornered. The president called this kill bigger than the death of Osama bin Laden in 2011.
Osama bin Laden became big with the World Trade Center. This is a man who built a whole as he would like to call it, a country, a caliphate.
The president thanked several nations, Russia and Turkey included, for their support of the operation. He says al-Baghdadi died like a coward and that no U.S. personnel were hurt in the operation.
There you have it, everybody. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. He died like a coward. And everybody's concerned. France is on high alert. All these countries are on high alert. You want to know why? Because they're concerned that the Muslims around the world are going to be mad that Donald Trump killed al-Baghdadi. What is it? Abu al-Baghdadi. If you saw the movie the one, the sniper movie with Chris Kyle, he was the guy that used a drill to drill in the brains of people that helped the United States in the war on terror. Anyway, the left are going berserk over this. Why? Because President Trump didn't tell them. Yeah. This all happened over the weekend. I decided that there were more important things to talk about on Monday than this because, quite frankly, there's too much information. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about the killing of the barbaric leader of ISIS, Abu al-Baghdadi. Killed near the Syria-Turkish border, the president thanking Russia and Turkey, it's a complicated world, right? Because just recently we had to put sanctions on Turkey for what they were sanctions on Syria for what they were doing, and we're also a little bit upset with Turkey. Obviously, there's some issues related to Russia, but now that the president is being presidential, the Democrats don't like it. They don't like that he took out the world's number one terrorist. In fact, we'll get into the media aspect. They don't even want to call the man a terrorist. Yeah. They said, here's what I'm reading. Nancy Pelosi isn't the other one the president left out of the loop. He didn't tell Adam Schiff or most of the other Democrats for fear that they would turn traitor and blow the entire mission. He didn't alert Congress, and Congress is upset. Why didn't he tell us? He should have told us. Well, let me tell you, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, these people, let me put it this way. You can't even trust Democrats in government to keep a secret. The president is afraid of telling Democrat leadership because he doesn't know what they're going to do with the information. You think anybody's going to penalize him for that? You think the voters are going to be mad at him for that? And here's what's funny. He gets Al-Basadr Bugatti Lamborghini. He kills the dude, right? And that's what we should all be happy about. He said, I'm going to chase these dogs down. From what I heard, they used dogs to chase him down and corner him, and then he blew up his vest. And what's upsetting the people on the left, there's a lot that upsets them. It upsets them that Donald Trump actually did what he said he's going to do. He kept another promise. They're mad about that. But they're mad that he called this man a coward. They're wondering what's going to be the implications, the ramifications of him calling him a coward. What are Muslims going to say when the world finds out that the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, hunted down a terrorist who killed their own people, who has rained terror all over the Middle East, and what are they going to do because he called the man a coward?
He's going to want retribution. What are the Muslims going
to... Let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to take it like everybody else, just like the cowards that we talk about in our government. cowards like Barack Obama who would dare try to implement a coup against the president of the United States. That's a coward. The coward Adam Schiff, who continues his witch hunt. Jerry Nadler, who's with him. By the way, Jerry's been relatively quiet these days. Nancy Pelosi, who won't even thank the president for getting this done. Remember when Obama killed Osama bin Laden? You would have thought he picked up a rifle, embedded himself with the SEALs, and did the dastardly deed himself, the way they fawned over that clown. The president wins again. The Gateway Pundit writes, this comes after every Democrat and never-Trumper on the right exploded over the president's recent policy to remove U.S. soldiers from Syria. Yeah. I mean, this dude is unpredictable. Let's get the troops out. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to send in some special forces, guys, and we're going to take out Abu al-Baghdadi. Yeah. This is what leadership is about. And let me tell you something. I don't think President Trump is going to pull a George W. Bush and fly onto an aircraft carrier and spike the football. He's certainly not going to create songs, I killed Osama bin Laden, because that's what Barack Obama needed. Barack Obama's presidency was so fraught with nothingness that he had to tout, I killed Osama bin Laden. I killed Osama bin Laden. Yeah, I killed him. Hey, Barack, just in case you didn't realize it was SEAL Team 6 that did it. Hey, look, I'll give the dude credit for... It was funny. They made a whole documentary. I don't know if you guys have seen this. They made a whole documentary on Obama giving the nod to killing Osama bin Laden, the world's number one terrorist. And the president vacillated over the decision. It was the most difficult decision of his life. Should I kill the most wanted terrorist on the planet, or should I leave my Muslim brother alone? No. I mean, let me just put it this way. I could go ask my almost 13-year-old, hey, listen, we got the worst terrorist on the planet. He's killed multiple people. He wants to blow up the United States. What should we do, son? And he'd say, kill him. I mean, and everybody, they got to make a documentary for Obama on, well, the president had the most difficult decision of his life besides taxing Americans for health insurance that they cannot use. What would the president do? It's not almost laughable. It is laughable. That's why I'm laughing. Anyway, I'll talk a little bit about this today. We got a lot of stuff that I want to cover. Democrat candidate update. That's going to be a fun segment here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've notified some. Others are being notified now as I speak. We were going to notify them last night, but we decided not to do that because Washington leaks like I've never seen before. There's no country in the world that leaks like we do. And Washington is a leaking machine. And I told my people we will not notify them until our great people are out, not just in, but out.
As you could imagine, Jilly, that didn't go over terribly well for some on the Hill who took umbrage at the suggestion that the Speaker or Democrats generally, for that matter, wouldn't or couldn't maintain operational security. As for the Speaker herself, she did say this in a statement: Americans salute the heroism, dedication, and skill of our military and our intelligence professionals and acknowledge the work of our partners in the region. She goes on to say, we are relieved that no U.S. personnel died in this daring raid. The death of al-Baghdadi is significant, but the death of this ISIS leader does not mean the death of ISIS. Scores of ISIS fighters remain under uncertain conditions in Syrian prisons, and countless others in the region and around the world remain intent on spreading their influence and committing acts of terror. By all definitions, this is a major victory in the war on terror, in particular for an administration that was heavily criticized for its policies in Syria.
Boy, that kind of pokes a hole in the Democrats' messaging that said that the White House had no real plan to combat the terror group following the U.S. pullout in Syria. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Donald Trump is so far ahead of these suckers. That's what they are. They're suckers. Suckers! And what was funny, Saturday Night Live, it's just not funny. I'm serious. I can't even describe how disappointed I am. Every time I see something with Saturday Night Live, I'm just like, it's not even funny. They did an ISIS sketch. You guys aware of that? They did an ISIS sketch. And this is what this article wrote. In a dramatic sign of how Democrat messaging apparently backfired, NBC's Saturday Night Live ran an ill-timed sketch suggesting that Trump had created jobs for ISIS. This is hours before the president dismissed al-Baghdadi. So here's the clip. I swear, if you find any humor in this, please let me know. 844-551-8255 or send me a note at kjradio.com. I'm trying to figure out where the humor is in this clip.
Who's next, you, sir, please? Oh. You're a young Trump supporter.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.
And where are you from, sir? New Mexico?
ISIS. Yeah, I was a prisoner in Syria until last week when you freed me. So I just wanted to say thank you for bringing jobs back to ISIS. And I promise that I will make ISIS great again.
Anybody? Was that fun? Come on. Was that funny, guys? We played the clip, what, 4 or 5 times? I'm looking for the humor. Donald Trump is creating real jobs in America. By the way, Barack Obama is the big daddy of ISIS. He is the father of ISIS. If anybody should get credit for those jobs, it's Barack Obama. Everything these people are doing is backfiring. Here's what somebody wrote. It's genuinely fascinating watching Democrats in real time struggle how to figure out what to say about this. This is journalist Glenn Greenwald. Says they want to be patriotic and anti-ISIS, but also need a way to malign Trump without contradicting their gushing Obama praise over Osama bin Laden. Not an easy balancing act. Good luck. They said all these different people settled on a new strategy. They would praise the troops who executed the raid while pointedly avoiding complimenting the president in any way. See, this is the reason why Democrats have zero credibility with the American people. Zero. Now, I joked. Here's why I did this thing. Because I could be accused of, oh, well, Kevin, when Barack Obama killed Osama bin Laden, you didn't give him any credit. I didn't. I didn't give him credit because Barack Obama did. For him, the troops were like a bullet in his gun. He didn't see it. He didn't make me feel like the troops did this. It was a no-brainer to kill this guy. It was a no-brainer. As I joked earlier, they made it sound like such a big deal. My 13-year-old son could have gone, whoosh, heck yeah, you should kill the guy. So with Donald Trump, it was different. And let me explain why. They were criticizing first of all, Donald Trump has given ISIS pure H-E double cricket sock since the moment he became president. So that's number one. He's gone after him. He's also gone after the Muslims and government and saying, look, we're no longer going to just let these people, you know, in here to infiltrate. The policies are such that he's saying we're going to start looking at people more closely, bringing them into the United States. So that's the other thing. But then he had they were accusing him of being soft on ISIS while he's done all the things that have shown he's given ISIS pure H-E double cricket socks. And When he pulls out his chair, oh, he has no policy. Yeah, okay, boom, let me go kill this guy. Now, this didn't come up overnight. It wasn't part of some political strategy. These types of missions take time. So the timing was such, and I don't know, as I said before, it could be God just watching over Donald Trump, but his timing is impeccable for shutting up the left. And he's not spiking the football going, I did it, I did it, I did it. He knows it is the troops who did it. He knows it was the intelligence operation that did it. He was smart enough to say, I'm not letting the Democrats even know about it. This article goes on to say, congressional Democrats also lamented that they were not informed in advance of the operation, while the Russian military was told so that they could, so that the airspace could be used. So what the president is saying is, I trust the Russians more than I trust Democratic leadership. And if you heard a president talk about the leaks, the leaks, the leaks, the leaks. Let me tell you, there is not anybody, there's nobody, including leftists in this country, who don't understand why the president would say, uh-uh, I'm not telling them. These people are anti-American. And see, that's the balancing act. The balancing act is, everybody knows Trump wants to make America great. He does a good thing by killing al-Baghdadi. There's no argument about that. And the Democrats can't even celebrate. They can't say, "Whoa, we got rid of a great, you know, a terrorist, man." I mean, the it's crazy how the media is fawning over this guy. Fawning over him. WAPO said he's an austere religious scholar. Austere religious scholar dies at the age of 48. I mean, you would think this dude was, I mean, a purveyor of peace. And he's teaching at a college or university, and he was assassinated by some crazed Tea Party Confederate flag-wearing white boy. This dude was the worst terrorist in the country. They didn't even call the man a terrorist. That's a whole other segment in and of itself. Wouldn't even call this dude a terrorist. Anyway, we'll get to that in the next segment. But so the president kills a bad guy, and the Democrats have to figure out how to spin it. Look, I'm happy that Barack Obama killed Osama bin Laden, but I will tell you, it was handled very differently. Media and everything else. We'll be back. Got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is making remarks at Fort Hood, Texas, speaking about the killing of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Thanks to the decisiveness of your commander-in-chief, the world's number one terrorist leader was brought to justice. The leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is dead.
Cal Fire officials say the Kincade Fire in Northern California has now grown to more than 75,000 acres and is 15% contained. Cal Fire Division Chief Jonathan Cox says firefighters will be concentrating their efforts in containing the fire today and tonight in Sonoma County.
That will be the test this evening when that one comes through, and that's why you'll see a significant number of resources in place around those communities.
He also says more than 90,000 structures are still threatened by the fire. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
He died like a coward, like a worthless cur. A cur is a worthless dog. They used to use that terminology a lot back in the old days. A cur. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Media fawning over a terrorist. Don't even want to give credit to President Trump. And it's an orchestrated effort not to give credit to President Trump. I'm talking about with the Democrats and the media. Make Baghdadi into a hero. Make Trump into a goat. One of the worst terrorists in the country. Probably the president described him as worse than Osama bin Laden, and I would agree. I would agree. But and it's funny because Donald Trump is smart. He baits the media. He says, no, he was worse than Osama bin Laden, because he knows the media is going, he wasn't. He wasn't worse than Osama bin Laden. And then it puts it all in perspective because they want to make this guy into a hero. But right before the break, I said, the Washington Post headline, austere religious scholar at the helm of Islamic State dies at 48. Here's what this somebody wrote. Was this... I'm not sure if this was Dinesh, but anyway, he put, on Sunday morning, the Washington Post seemingly struggled to come up with a headline for Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's obituary. The original headline for the Post article about the terrorist leader's death read, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Islamic State's terrorist-in-chief, dies at 48. To start, the headline makes it seem like he simply died of an illness rather than in response to a raid. He died of, you know, old age. He died of dysentery. No, he died from having to blow himself up because he was being chased by the best military in the world. But it says, but at least it called him a terrorist and notes the gravity of his death. But apparently the headline was too harsh. Because they changed it to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious leader, the religious scholar at the helm of Islamic State, dies at 48. Then they changed it a third time, people. Austere religious scholar at the helm of Islamic State dies at 48. Well, I guess they didn't. That was kind of where they left it. Oh, no. Yeah, that was WAPO. That was the end of it. So... I mean, austere religious scholar? Is that the new euphemism for terrorists? Is that the new politically correct term for terrorists? A person who wants to kill all the Christians and the Jews? An austere religious scholar? Well, no wonder. God, we've had this guy pegged all wrong. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Bloomberg had this. Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi transformed himself from a little-known teacher of Quranic recitation into the self-proclaimed ruler of an entity that covers swaths of Syria and Iraq. Do you believe what I just read to you? He's a terrorist who took over swaths of country by raping and killing, murdering. I mean, I know it's still the same as killing, but I just want to be sure that you understand. He's a heinous guy. The world recognizes this. And that's what they write about this dude. A former little-known teacher of Quranic recitation. I just want you to understand how much they don't want the low common denominator voter to know that Donald Trump killed a ruthless, heinous man. Dinesh tweeted this. Notice the positive, almost devotional tone about the world's biggest terrorist tells you where their sympathies lie. Folks, these are the people that want to allow these terrorists into our country. When you hear of somebody teaching at a college who is an austere religious scholar, I hope you understand what's going on here. This is bizarre. They said, just imagine the post claiming Osama bin Laden was an austere religious scholar. Well, you can't imagine it, because that's not how they described him after the Obama administration killed him, or Obama, you know, because Obama flew in with the SEALs and killed him. Here's what they read, the obituary for it read in the post. Osama bin Laden killed. Leader of terrorist group Al-Qaeda was 54. But when the leader of a terrorist organization is killed by Donald Trump's administration, well, terrorist gets removed. And then we get the words austere religious scholar. This, folks, is the reason why so many people distrust the Democrats and the media. I don't know how you get to this. And so, what I love about it all, just so we can be clear, what I love about it all is how bad it is going to backfire on the Democrats. That's what I love most about it. How bad. These people think they're going to get away. They think that we're that dumb. They think that we don't put it in perspective. See, this is what they don't understand, is they highlight the very differences between how they treated baby black Jesus and how they're treating Donald Trump, probably the great, maybe certainly in the top five of the greatest presidents ever, but the greatest president in modern history in the 20th and 21st century, unquestioned. I saw a poll the other day that said, who do you rank as the top president ever, you know, in the modern time? They gave Reagan, Obama, Trump, and other. And Reagan got 3%, Obama got 1%, and Donald Trump got 89%, and other got 1%. I remember those numbers. That may have been other people. But Reagan only got 3%. Now, folks, I don't think you really understand the significance of that poll. This poll was on Twitter. It goes out, you know, obviously conservatives are probably looking at it mostly because it was a conservative dude who was tweeting it. But it's out there for the public. And 89% of people like you and me, chose Donald Trump over Ronald Reagan. Do you understand? Let me explain the significance of that. That has got to be one of the most loyal group of voters in history. Because I don't know how you feel about Reagan, but Reagan should be up on Mount Rushmore as far as I'm concerned. So what do you think I think about Trump? Take them all off and just put Trump up there. That's how good I think about him. Well, I would leave Lincoln. Personal reasons. Do you understand the level of commitment that people have to Donald Trump? If 89% of the people that voted in that poll, conservatives like you and me, chose him over Ronald Reagan. If you put down JFK and Barack Obama, who was the better president? Now, I just want to help you put this in perspective. What do you think the numbers would be? Just Democrats. Give it to Democrats. Say, hey, Democrats, just out of curiosity, by the way, nobody's going to know that you didn't vote for baby black Jesus, okay? Who was the better president, JFK or Barack Obama? And I'm going to tell you right now, 89%. Well, take out black folks. 89% of Democrats, and by the way, many blacks as well, but take them out because you never know with black folks, black leftists. They would vote for JFK. So that's the level of loyalty that I'm talking about that Donald Trump has. So if the media believes that they are going to skew those numbers, that they're going to make, we're not going to credit Donald Trump for killing al-Baghdadi. We're not going to do it. We're not going to say it. We're going to credit our special forces. We're going to credit our military, our great military. That'll do it. Oh, and by the way, while we're at it, we're going to make al-Baghdadi look like an austere religious scholar. He's no longer going to be a terrorist. It is going to be forbidden. You will go to prison if you call him a terrorist. Oh, and you better use the right pronoun when you talk about al-Baghdadi. Z al-Baghdadi was amazing. Oh, man. Austere religious scholar. So, here's the good news. I keep wanting to bring this to you. None of this is going to work. All of this works in the favor of President Trump. And oh, by the way, don't think that this black man has forgotten that we need to be discussing this stuff that's coming up with John Durham and A.G. Barr. I love that Donald Trump took all the serious stuff off the table. He took ISIS off. By the way, Bloomberg wouldn't even call the man the leader of ISIS. They wouldn't even say that he took over, he stole land from other countries so he could build this caliphate. They wouldn't even say that. They're just afraid to tell you the truth. But anyway, it's coming out. And the worst for the Democrats is on top of lie after lie of Russian collusion and Ukrainian this and that. And all. By the way, where's that at? I know, it's in the news cycle, Kevin. Where's it at? And buried in all of that is going to be the biggest story that comes out in the next few weeks, the minute this report is released. And that's why the Democrats have to be very subdued.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
I would hate, hate to be a Democrat right now. Hate it. I mean, whoo, it is, I don't believe, maybe except in the time of slavery when Democrats had lost their mind thinking that people, particularly black people, should be treated like cattle. Maybe then is the worst time to be a Democrat. But they were feasting back then because they had black women to rape. They had black men to do all their bidding and a bunch of other stuff. But let me tell you, today, in modern history, this is the worst time to be a Democrat At least in my years. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Boy, I would not want to be a Democrat. Donald Trump just killed al-Baghdadi, the worst terrorist in modern history, worse than Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden was a figurehead. Al-Baghdadi was a warrior for terrorists, for Islam, and he was in the trenches. And we got him. 100% certified, he is deader than disco. And the Democrats are having to deal with that. The Democrats have the fallout. I just want to just help you remember some of these things. They got the fallout of the Harvey Weinstein Me Too scandal. I know they tried to push that off onto the Republicans, but it ain't working, baby. Right? They tried to get Donald Trump. They tried to call the man a racist. And he has debunked it at every turn. I could do a 2 hours of this show just on Donald Trump's non-racist activities. You guys know he went to an HBCU, a historically black college university, and they gave him an award for criminal justice reform. How you like me now, Democrats, huh? I would not want to be a Democrat right now. They got all kinds of contradictions. Their number one candidate, we're going to talk about the candidates in the next hour, but their number one candidate is dropping like a rock. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Joe Biden is not raising any money. Got no steam behind him. They're still looking for candidates right now. That's how hot it is for the Democrats. They look at, will anybody please get in this race? It's going to be Donald Trump. They can't do it. They're running scared. So they got that issue. They got Jeffrey Epstein. He was killed for all the stuff that he knew. They got this NVX. Somebody gave me what that acronym stands for. All these child pedophile people. They got rich, white, leftist, Holly weirdos paying to get their kids into college. I just want to help you understand how bad it is for the Democrats right now. All the different scandals that are going on. Right? They got completely bungled investigations that went nowhere because they had nowhere to go on Russian collusion in Ukraine. And guess what? They got looming. They got AG Barr and Huber's reports that are going to shed light on these scoundrel Democrats like you wouldn't believe. And on the heels of that, we find out that Representative Katie Hill had to resign because she is having sex with all of her staffers. She is the Me Too Too movement leader. Me Too Too, doggone it. Ooh. I don't know whether she was molesting men or women, because you never know with Democrats, or maybe some barnyard animals for all I know. But I know this, she had to resign in disgrace. Freshman representative facing allegations of, quote, inappropriate sexual relationships with staffers. So she's estranged from her husband, and so she decided, oh, you know what I'll do? I'm a congresswoman and a Democrat. I'll just sex up my staffers. I'm in charge. I'm large and in charge. I'm a woman. I got the Me Too movement behind me. Get in here, little Johnny.
I don't want to be fondled. I don't want to be. Shut up and enjoy it. Lay down and enjoy it, little Johnny.
Katie Hill. That gives a whole new meaning to Jack and Jill went up the hill, doesn't it? Whoa. Ooh, he went there. He did. That's okay. I've already been fired from Fox. It's okay for me to talk about yet another skank. It's funny, a buddy of mine called me, says, he was telling me, you know, his research, you know, he was doing research just for shiggles. And he goes, Kevin, what does skank even mean? And he looked it up. He goes, that's it? I go, yeah. That's it. Look it up. If you don't, look up the word skank. Look at the definition and tell me what I said that was so wrong that got me fired from Fox News. It says more about Fox News than it says about me, because skank is not a bad word. That's why I keep using it. Melissa's like, can you use it not say skank, 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 skank. I was like, I'm a skankity skank, 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 skank. I'll do this whole show with skankity, skankity, skank, skank. Katie Hill, skankity, skank, 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 skankity, skank. Exactly. It is with broken heart today I announce my resignation from Congress.
This is the hardest thing I ever had to do. But I believe it is the best for my constituents, my community, and my country, she wrote in a letter. This is what needs to happen so that good people who supported me will no longer be subjected to the pain inflicted by my abusive husband and the brutality of hateful political operatives who seem to happily provide a platform to a monster who is driving a smear campaign built around cyber exploitation. So I just want to be clear. Katie Hill gets elected. Probably use her husband as a prop. If they got any kids, you know that there is the family picture sitting on the lawn, right? So she gets elected. Then she's got issues in marriage. And look, that happens. I feel sorry for that part of it. But anybody that's ever been married, you've got issues. No matter how, you know, great the relationship is, you either have issues or had issues. Or maybe you're going to have issues. It's kind of like riding a motorcycle. You either, there's two kinds of motorcycle drivers. Those who have wrecked and those who are going to wreck. Okay? So, this is, she's got issues. No problem. I understand it. I sympathize with it. But then, so what she does is she says, I'm going to take my issues. But first of all, she's blaming everything on her husband. Look, well, you can try that with some, maybe the Me Too movement will accept it, but the Me Too movement will not accept that. It's a two-way street. So she goes to D.C. She's sexing up her staffers. It isn't like her husband made this up. She's doing it. She's sexing up her staffers. And she's mad that he took advantage of it. That's what Democrats do. That's what Democrats do. Barack Obama got elected by having a sex scandal with Jerry What's-Her-Face and the guy that she was married to. She's a Hollywood actress, beautiful lady. He got elected over this. This is what Democrats do. But she's mad. And, I mean, I could go into the $17 million we spent covering up scandals like this. I think the most intriguing part of this whole thing is that she actually was forced to resign. That's the most intriguing part to me, because that's a badge of honor for Democrats. She should be getting an award somewhere. Katie Hill molested more staffers than Barney Frank. Wow. But she's blaming her husband, saying he's the one that's creating this cyber war. Hey, let me just explain it this way, all right? If you're going through a tough time right now in D.C. and you chose the wrong mate, let Katie Hill be a cautionary tale for you, because that's what they do. That's what they do. That is the world that has been created through leftism, because I'm not saying that conservatives going through divorce don't do bad things. I mean, it happens. It's a human nature thing. But I'll tell you this. If you're in the leftist world and you're going through a divorce, you should expect the dirtiest of the dirt. With the conservative, you go, I'm not sure, you know, we may be able to handle it amicably. I'll get it out. Or, you know, whatever. But I think most of the time, that's what conservatives do. They go, it's about the kids. You know, it's about preserving everybody's integrity, et cetera, et cetera. Not with leftists. So Katie finds herself on Front Street, as we say in the hood, forced to resign. It says, they don't know when she's going to actually resign, but it says, Hill's announcement capped a tumultuous 10-day episode that shook the Democratic caucus. Hill was a prominent figure in the historic Democratic freshman class, and her resignation was a blow to the colleagues who defended her as the 10-day episode unfolded. Let me just give you a little reminder of Katie Hill and who her counterpart was. Yeah, you're going to love this. Anthony Weiner. He was a rising star in the Democratic Party. The Democrats had this dude as a spokesperson on Front Street. That little mousy-looking nerd was the person that they saw as a leader in the party. Katie Hill is no different. No different. And when I say she's no different, I mean she's no different. She is a deviant, just like Anthony Weiner. She's been discovered, and now the Democrats are dealing with the fallout.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.